Headline edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army. Army officers say the missile, found sometime last week, has been inspected at Roswell, New Mexico, and sent to Wright Field, Ohio, for further inspection.
Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin, and by cell phone from a nursing facility where I am right now, Eastgate Nursing Facility in Muskogee, Oklahoma, recuperating from my various ailments, including cancer. The treatment's going fine, and I expect to be back home soon, probably within 2 or 3 weeks, hopefully. And I came on live tonight by cell phone simply because I think it's time that we do something for Jesse Marcel Jr. He passed away, in case you haven't heard, from a heart attack Sunday afternoon at his home in Hello, Montana. And Jesse was born in August of 1936, and he passed away Sunday, August 25, on 2013. We met Jesse Marcel several times, known him pretty well. You know, Jesse did quite a lot of things. In addition to being the son of Jesse Marcel, the major, who, of course, is the one that broke the news about the UFO crash in Roswell with Stanton Friedman. You know, came about in Louisiana. He didn't know anything about this back in 1977. And all of a sudden he found out about Jesse Marcel, went to interview him, and that started the whole Roswell story and the whole scene that's it really spread like wildfire. And as you know, we broadcast from Roswell many times. In fact, we're going to broadcast 2 interviews a little later here with Jesse Marcel Jr., and both of those interviews were done in Roswell, New Mexico. Jesse is a lieutenant colonel in the Army. He's a doctor, actually a flight surgeon, and served at least 2 tours in Iraq. And one of them, he's 60 years old, and now he passed away, as I say, yesterday, Sunday. And this broadcast is being broadcast on Monday. And the fact is that we thought it'd be appropriate to come on and talk about Jesse Marcel Jr. for a little while. Jesse Marcel's an interesting fellow. I'm going to tell you a few little sidelights of it about Jesse. When we tried to get Jesse on the air the first time, it did not go well. What happened was Roberta Scott, our own location producer in Roswell, went out to the Civic Center where Jesse was and making an appearance, and he talked to Jesse. Said, well, I don't know if I want to go on Jerry Pippin's show or not. He's been pretty hard on the Iraq War. but we finally got him on the air. He finally got to know him well, and we had a good friendship. And in fact, he's quite a fellow. He was still on active duty until a couple of years ago. So he was had a practice, of course, here in Helena, Montana, and he did come to Roswell on a regular basis. I talked to Daryl Sims, the alien hunter, by email just a few minutes ago, and Daryl actually visited with Jesse in Roswell this past July at the UFO Museum. And it came quite as a shock. As I say, Marcel Jr. Died of a heart attack, and he was at home when it happened, which is, you know, usually you have a heart attack, you may or may not be at home. But I thought it would be interesting for us to talk about Jesse Marcel Jr. tonight. It's great here being on the air live, even if it's by cell phone, and I'm still in this healthcare facility. But hopefully it will be out of here very soon. Things are looking very good. I'm feeling probably as good as I have in the last 2 years, probably 2 years ago. I'm pretty fit at this point. And I'd like to take this opportunity, before we do anything else, to thank everyone who's written me and sent me emails at jerry@jerrypippin.com with get well wishes. They all have been read and appreciated very much, and we continue to read them. And it may take us a few days to get back to you sometimes, simply because I'm in a healthcare facility. I'm not working full time. And so we try to sneak out of here occasionally and get to the studio to do a little work at the office. But it's difficult, naturally. And we want to thank Inception Radio, too, by the way, for writing with us, doing the reruns, keeping us going, keeping our name out in front of everybody. We do appreciate that. And we continue on the Monday night extravaganzas. Probably live here in 2 or 3 weeks, or maybe last week we did something that was fresh, and today we're doing this particular little segment as a tribute to Jesse Marcel Jr., who wish of a different reason for us being live. But as I say, we came on live because simply he was a legend, and on top of that, Marcel Jr. was, I guess, top-notch AAA player would be the best way to explain it. He rode with the rumps and rides about the people that were trying to debunk him on Roswell, but he always stuck to his story, and his story is very, very interesting. Interesting thing, of course, Jesse Marcel Jr. did live long enough to see the U.S. Air Force and the military admit that Area 51 does exist. They didn't admit much more than that, but that's the beginning, a kind of a crack in the wall. I got an email here from George Mood in Los Angeles. He's a professor at UCLA. He was telling me that the LA Times did quite a story on Roswell and why they suddenly came clean, at least admitting there was an Area 51. And it was basically what I said originally when the story broke a couple of weeks ago, if you were listening, and that is that there's a lawsuit pending by employees at Area 51, and they can't really cover it up much more, so it's going to be a matter of a court record. Not under the L.A. Times is quoting lawyers who represent clients now, but we've done shows over the year with people who have died and under mysterious circumstances worked at Area 51 at the Coppinellas Air Force Base there in Nevada. And so the UFO field, finally, after all these years, is beginning to open up a little bit. There's still some people out there that don't believe Roswell existed, but as Jesse Marcel Jr. told me one time, there's no doubt in his mind and no doubt in his dad's mind, and they just kind of took it for granted that it happened after they saw all the evidence. And, of course, his dad was really upset, Major Marcel, over the photo op they did in Fort Worth when General Ramey supposedly showed the weather balloon wreckage. And, of course, Marcel was an intelligence officer with this bomber wing, the same one that bombed Hiroshima. And he, of course, knew about weather balloons. And you can see by the pictures that we've done shows about it that this was a complete shock and a surprise to him when General Ramey said it was a weather balloon. It wasn't the wreckage that the major brought in at all. So in the passing of Jesse Marcel Jr., I think it's only right and correct and conformity for us to think about Roswell, the whole picture, and what it really means and what really happened at Roswell. And one of the things is that it was the beginning of a super secret organization, and now we seem to have quite a few of those. They're not really military, not really government, not really corporate. They're kind of a breed of all of its own, special committees that handle some of these tense intense releases of news, and you know, such as terrorism and 9/11 and other things. But it all started back with Roswell, the first time when President Harry Truman got together and they decided to form MJ-12. And as a result of that, we have this huge layer of secrecy in the bureaucracy where even people in the bureaucracy don't know what's happening. So as we continue along here and reflect upon the death of Jesse Marcel Jr., who passed away Sunday in Tallulah, Montana, of a heart attack, it's a good time to stop and think about, why are they keeping UFOs so top secret? What is it that they can't reveal? And the mystery, I don't have the answer for sure. We have lots of hypotheses, but the mystery keeps on going and going. And the nearest I can figure on my own summation of it is that there's a lot of liability by such public corporations as GM, Microsoft, AT&T, you name it. They have these patents from back engineering. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been a pleasure being here live. I'm Jerry Pippin, and this is our UFO show.